Good evening, Senator Woodsum, Representative Berry, and distinguished and very patient members of the committee. My name is Suzanne McDonald. I'm the Community Energy Director at the Island Institute, and I live in Rockland. It's really important, and it's really great to see you sticking it out and being here at this time. I promise I will be brief, but as you know, so many people here today have traveled so far to be able to share their perspective on this very important matter, and so we appreciate the committee's willingness to have the later start time and to stick through and to hear everyone out. I also just wanted to comment, as Representative Berry said earlier, I would agree that we are in the presence of greatness. We have community leaders, we have business owners, we have voters, we have active members of the Monhegan Island community. Regardless of their stance on this project, they clearly all share a very deep commitment to the future of that community, and that's what gets me excited to go to work every day, as I'm sure it does for you as well. I wanted to wait to hear what our island partners had to say and to hear all of their voices before I offered my own perspective, but I am here to testify in opposition of LD 1262. I will be very brief, as I said. We have worked very closely with the Monhegan community since this test site process started in 2009, and we've been trying to support the community to develop this local process that you've heard so much about today. We've worked very hard to ensure that the community has access to information as best as it's available and to work to make sure that they have a seat at the table and an effective voice in these discussions. At this point, we believe that it is critical to empower Monhegan and the other small communities potentially impacted this project, like in St. George, to be able to run their own process and make up their own minds. While we do believe that Monhegan and these small communities along the coast are indeed special and unique, we also believe that the legislature should honor their right to self-determination, just as you do for other communities across the state of Maine. We ask for you to allow Monhegan residents to get the information that they have said they are seeking and not to short-circuit that process by passing this bill. As such, we encourage you to vote the bill ought not to pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McDonald. Are there questions? Seeing none, we appreciate your testimony. And is there anyone else at this time wishing to speak in opposition to the bill? So with that, we close the hearing. I want to wish everyone a safe trip back to Monhegan, if that's where you're going. We really appreciate all of you testifying on both sides of the issue. A work session will be scheduled for the bill and posted on the legislature's website, and if you're on the interested party list with our clerk, you'll receive direct notification of that. Thank you again for coming, and this concludes the hearing.